There you are.
Now Scott talks.
I was talking, yeah. I was talking to the
Yeah,
mayor.
He was talking. He just
Have
wasn't
fun.
Talking to
Have fun. That's right.
The thousands of people that listen on occasion.
Sorry.
Well, the vice president was in here talking to her as well.
So Joe Biden?
No.
Really?
No. Their company vice president.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know.
Area man.
Yeah. Vice president.
Yeah, does that mean he presides over the station Senate?
I prefer. Mm-hmm. By the way.
Does he break tie votes?
When he must hand down his. Well, I'll ask him in a little while. We'll just ask him on the air. I was going to ask a question, but Ben would have the answer to it. Ben would have the answer to it.
Ben.
Knowing myself. So did you get to see Cliff? Did you guys get to see Cliff?
Oh, the skink? Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, now I'm doing the show alone, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
What do you mean you're doing the show
Jim
alone?
Jim Carrey may be one of the most gifted comedians on earth, but he has no future.
Is he smoking something?
Can you hear us?
New York Post, page 6, gossip column.
Are you ignoring us?
The,
He's just ignoring us.
Rolled a 97. A 97.
A 97.
When he hit the Lucky Strike Lanes and Lounge last Friday.
What's going on?
9
low score
7.
Because of the comfort.
Scott, is your hair on fire?
Grease all over his hand.
He can't hear us, can he?
Hello, is anybody here?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me, Chase?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
Chase
me?
I'm going to go in and tell
anybody else. Something's
yeah, he's got to know something's wrong right
there. Okay, I got it. Okay.
You loser.
Who, me?
Oh, so now you can hear me. I was talking to Tom.
No, somehow the mono button got pushed.
Really? So you have mono now?
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Is everything okay now?
Everything's okay, fine. Yeah, because
that was kind of fun though, because you were just talking.
You were getting testy.
Chase and I were talking.
You were getting
kind of
testy.
You thought I was testy? No.
I'm doing the show by myself. Oh, that's good.
I tried to prove that you couldn't hear us
by
saying, "Scott, is your hair on fire?" And you didn't even. Because you just kept on talking.
You asked if we could see if we got to see Cliff.
Right? Did you get to see Cliff? I'm sorry.
Okay. We start. Yeah. Yes, we did.
So. I mean, how long did you hang with Cliff? Did you?
Cliff didn't bother me.
I just gazed at him from above.
Yeah, it was amazing.
He seems very sociable.
He was absolutely transfixed by, and I think it was the color picture in the newspaper, because I had the Wall Street Journal spread out over there, and she was holding him on this piece of bark, and he was leaning over the edge, and I thought ready to jump. But
you thought he was going to come after you?
No, I didn't know what. I thought he was.
He had little pointy teeth.
Did he? I didn't see that.
I didn't get that close.
I don't want to be having any.
Because what happened is.
I got little pointy teeth too, but you know.
Missy and Lauren came down the hall to look at him, and you know, so he saw two cute girls, and he spot welded himself to the top of the cage. Then he kind of stuck his hand out, and then he started sticking his tongue out at him, and you could see his teeth.
Start doing a little soft shoe. Kind of comb back his hair and
all that stuff. Hey, today is Waffle Iron Day.
Tom, why didn't you bring yours?
I wish I had, because I've got a fancy one, you know. I got one of those motel waffle irons.
Oh, that flips?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Yes, I do.
Which I've never understood the importance of. I mean, but that's fine.
I know is they make perfect waffles each and every time.
I do have to say that when you go to one of those places that allows you to cook your own waffle, it's funny to watch those people who aren't quite sure how to do that.
Well,
they're not from around here.
You pour, you close, you flip. You open, you eat.
You pour your clothes.
You pour it, you close it.
Hope you do that before you leave the room.
So now...
Yeah, but I do. I have a flipping waffle iron.
And you say it makes a perfect...
Yeah, you keep your flipping waffle iron at home.
You say it makes a perfect waffle every time.
Every time.
How often does that happen?
Every time I cook one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How often does that happen?
Well, we don't... We may do waffles not quite once a month. Maybe once every 6 weeks, something like that.
So it's worth
maybe
it.
More often.
So it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's worth it because it was given as a gift. I love to pay for it. It's worth every night.
Yeah. I'd say he's gotten his money's worth out of it.
Kind of thing he'd run a rent, you know. Right. Think about that.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I could sell a
rental place for a kitchen appliances.
I could sell waffles like lemonade outside, on the corner.
Perfect.
You know. Well, you know,
which I would want when it's 8:45 and it's 84 degrees already.
Hey. Can I have some waffle? Can you go ahead and heat that syrup? Yes, and a piping hot cup of coffee would be great.
A hot waffle's good anytime.
Can we make a banana face on there?
Yeah,
that'd be just perfect.
But no, it's hard to screw
come
up a waffle.
Come by on Friday mornings. He's doing pancakes with a smiley face on there.
It even gets, just like in the hotel, it gives you a little beep when it's ready.
Okay, but I mean, you're saying it's hard to screw up waffles with this, as if this is brain surgery. It's a waffle.
But didn't I just say it's fun to go to these places? And you know, if I'm sitting there because I'm watching these people try to do this, and they're just—it's an epic fail.
Uh-huh. Okay, but why do you need to be able to turn it over so that what gravity causes the waffle to fall out rather than you using a fork?
Well, all I know is it gives it a more even cook on each side. I know it's supposed to do that anyway, whether you flip it or not.
That's right. You flip it, and that makes that part of it closer to the sun then, right?
I guess.
The
reason. I don't know the mechanics.
It's affected by the tides. Yeah.
Well, I know that flipping it turns it on, okay? I know. Right. I say that about a lot of people. But anyway. I know. I knew what y'all were thinking. Yeah. But but that's right. The mechanism makes it start heating
I'll
up.
Just start.
There you go.
That's enough for him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you got to flip it to turn it on.
Nothing can come good out of this.
But don't flip it. You'll turn it on.
What we're missing is probably the most iconic waffle iron of all time, mm-hmm. and that's the one that belonged to Phil Knight's wife.
Oh, the Nike guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how he came up with the first design for the bottom of the Nike shoe. He used her waffle iron.
No.
Yes, that's a true story. You don't know that?
I did not know that.
All right.
That and the Mansfield bar. We have learned a lot today.
It has been an educational show.
That's the idea.
Malaysia Airlines banning babies from first class after too many complaints about crying.
You know, that's not on my bucket list to ever fly Malaysia Airlines.
Yeah, really.
Well, here's my thought.
Pretty sure you have to be caned to get on there.
I think so.
Here's my thought. You're a baby and you're flying first class. What are you crying about, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm speaking to the guys now. This is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. You try to tell her how much you care, but sometimes words are just not enough. Express your love and faith with a beautiful Christian marriage symbol. Our latest creation of interlocking circles symbolizing your marriage, a cross signifying your faith, and three beautiful diamonds celebrating your past, present, and future. Only at Douglas Jewelers on University in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Today's local real estate market requires you to be selective. That's the reason you need RE/MAX Select. RE/MAX Select has move-up specialists who understand how important timing is in the sale of your home. Our Select agents are trained to make what could be a stressful transaction a smooth one. Go to RE/MAXSelect.com for more info. And remember, vote for RE/MAX Select and Best of the Brazos. Are you working with a Select agent?
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here you go. Rubber sole shoes first mass-produced as canvas-top sneakers by U.S. Rubber with its Keds in 1917. But the elevation of athletic shoe manufacture to both a science and a fashion due largely to Phil Knight and Bill Bowerman of Oregon in 1958, Knight a business major at Oregon, and a miler on the track team shared with his coach a dissatisfaction with the clumsiness of American shoes. Bowerman's most memorable technical breakthrough was the optimal traction of the waffle soles he invented. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Bowerman who did it by using his waffle iron in his kitchen in 1972.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, it was the former track coach of Oregon, Bill Bowerman, who's got plenty of money now. So, there you are.
That's had waffles on the soles of his shoes.
That's it. That's your waffle iron story for this morning.
I remember that song from the Muppets.
What's that? Waffle irons on your shoes?
No, waffles on the soles
waffles
of my shoes.
Waffles on the soles of your shoes. Yeah,
I remember that.
Someday we'll find it.
Sorry, Paul Simon.
Renegade Connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. This sounds like something out of like an Agatha Christie novel. Man's remains found beneath his wife's carefully groomed flower bed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Police found former Raleigh, North Carolina resident David Ellis Bostick's remains were under his wife's flower bed. David hadn't been heard from for the past 14 years.
At some point, wouldn't you just give up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Ruth had told the neighbors that he had had a stroke. Everybody assumed he had gone to a nursing home. Ruth was also
stroke of bad luck.
Ruth also estranged from her family and appeared to suffer from mental illness. She would tell stories about working in Hitler's concentration camps. It was only when neighbors said that Ruth kept her garden pristine despite her house falling into disrepair that police dug up the flower bed in early May. This actually sounds more like an Alfred Hitchcock, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, unfortunately, looks like we'll never know what really happened to poor David. Hmm. Ruth was found dead in 2010 after the mailman realized that she'd stopped checking her mail.
What?
Man, God, are they living some secret enclave out there that nobody hangs out?
How big a mailbox did she have?
I don't know. When did the...
Or what did she only get? I mean, eventually it fills up.
I don't know about you guys.
I don't know, unless she's just getting, you know...
Well, yeah, mine goes more than about 3 days, and it starts getting pretty tight in there.
You know, you got all that stuff in there.
Unless she's only getting, like, you know, one dental appointment reminder card a year.
Well,
it's obvious
that she's too old to get a credit card, because, you know, if you've seen what the mailbox is looking like now, that would seem to be that. But anyway.
What it was after she got that second Publisher's Clearinghouse envelope.
That's it.
That's right. And she didn't respond.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's when they knew.
Ed
that's
McMahon
right.
got worried. So oh, wait, he died. He's dead, too.
So for all you ladies out there, hey, ladies, if you want to look like Lady Gaga, there's an app for that now. For 99... Well, you can come in. It's okay. For 99 cents, you can upload a photo of yourself and Gaga-ize it by adding effects like crazy makeup. Mm. And if you're so inclined, even horns. The iPhone app is available now at Amazon.com. And, oh, put on your headphones. I want you to have an... I just want to see your response to this. Russian scientists.
Those, that's always how a good story starts.
Yes.
Have developed a giant frog.
Yeah. Three Russian scientists go into a bar. Yeah.
And Russians, at prices like this, you won't get many more.
That's right.
Russian scientists say we will have contact with aliens within 20 years.
Oh, thank goodness.
According to the Interfax News Agency, a leading astronomer has said...
I'm free then.
Life existence on other planets is true, and we will find it within 20 years. He went on to say the aliens might have different color skin, but they would otherwise resemble us.
Why would they have...
I wanted to do this story so I could say the name. I wanted to say the name of the astronomer.
Oh, good. Someone we know.
This is going to be like Tom in Wimbledon, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No.
Andre Finkelstein.
Well known.
Come on, Finkelstein.
Yeah.
God.
Really?
Well known fake Russian astronomer.
Hey, I need a good Russian name. How about Finkelstein?
That's all right. They'll run it in Brian.
Do you think the Onion got a hold of this and said, let's drop this in here? Man. Hello?
Hey, now wait a minute. Phil Hill says they're coming next year.
I know. UFO Phil said that. I'm so confused. And he said, like, the good ones have blue skin and the bad ones have red skin.
He's been watching too much James Cameron.
Hey, when you finally get off the NAB board, are we going to get a mannequin out there and we're going to hang your Area Man cape on that with a little spotlight on it? I mean,
it's like a museum.
Why wait?
Why?
And put your Karnak hat on there.
Yeah, I kept the Karnak hat.
Yeah, let's honor him while they're still alive.
Yeah, is there a trophy?
Yeah, that never goes wrong.
Is there a trophy for the Bonner McLean Award? I mean, do we have like a something that, you know?
Yes, they are in the conference room right now. Thanks for noticing.
Well, okay, like what? I'm in a conference room for what reason? Well, I go in there and sign the insurance.
Okay, I was going to say only when it's insurance day.
Right. Okay, here's the deal. Mayor Barry just, you know, she was just here.
She was.
She walked out, and we had that little Lone Star Leader thing that's a paperweight out front, and she said, 2001, when have you done something lately? And I said, well,
wow, getting punked by the mayor.
Oh, you know, the mayor and I have a special relationship.
Yeah.
We both share a certain mindset.
Yeah.
And and that's what it dawned on me. You know, we have the guests who come here, and we hide our light under a bushel in the conference room, but it looks so nice in there.
It does.
But it does.
We're going to take people through the conference room.
No, we don't.
Show them the view.
We could put the receptionist outside. They'd have to go through there to see her.
Okay.
They'd love that.
Yeah, we could put a gift shop in there, too, you know?
Show them the view, the buzzard's nest.
Right. We really need to move the receptionist somewhere else. We really need to. Because, let's face it, she's in the dark corner of the radio station.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have these 14-year-old kids who have won something on Candy 95, and they're just excited. They come up here because they're going to get to, and we put them in there.
To see Scott?
They want to see him. Really? Are you Fredo?
And they peek around the corner, and all they get is me.
Yeah.
Is that Niblet?
Yeah. Fredo, I thought you were taller than that.
That must be Adam. Oh, wait. No.
Fredo's really old. Yeah.
But he dresses like he's 10.
Where's your tattoo?
I don't know. Why don't we put them out here at the blackjack table?
Well, oh, yeah, sure. Let's put the sports interns out there right next to them. That'll go well.
Oh,
they'll be like, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead and get the lawyers ready. Yeah.
This is nice that this is the only show that doesn't cost me call screener money. Thank you very much.
Well, this is because we have grown-ups who listen.
And very few callers.
Watercrest at Bryan is Bryan College Station's newest active adult community. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom floor plans with flexible service packages, including meals and housekeeping to fit your needs and lifestyle. Watercrest offers free transportation to doctor appointments, grocery stores, and pharmacies. New lower rates, including a $1,500 moving allowance if you act now. Set up an appointment today, 703-7088. Watercrest at Bryan off Boonville Road and University Drive, or online at watercrestbryan.com. Find out why Watercrest at Bryan was voted best of the Brazos in 2010.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 4 minutes till. All right, Google has launched their new social network. It's called Google Plus, to a limited number of users. Did that yesterday. It is the search giant's all-in-one attempt to add a social layer to their other products. And the executives in charge describe it as an extension to what Google is already doing, the company emphasizing privacy in differentiating itself from the rest of the social network world.
Uh-huh.
The new service, quote, happens to look very much like Facebook, end quote.
Uh-huh.
Just happens to.
Sure it does.
But it works differently. The guiding principle behind Google Plus is the notion that users want to share different kinds of things with different groups of people. A feature in Google Plus called Circles allows users to group their friends and share that to the, in other words, one thing to one group, one thing to another. I saw the visual this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and they are their little circular, they look like little 45 records, if you will. And then they have little pictures of your friends in there. Okay?
Oh, how nice.
Other unique features include Hangouts. This will be a group video chat feature. Sparks, which is an automated feed of videos and articles, custom tailored for the user. And Huddle. Let's huddle. A text message powered group chat. And then you got your instant upload, which is an automatic photo uploader for mobile phones. That'll be Google Plus. All right, Men's Health Magazine has found the most sedentary cities in U.S. America. Here we go. Number 100 for all you fat butts out there. Yeah. Number 10 is 100 is Lexington. Number 99 is Indianapolis. Number 98 is Jackson, Mississippi.
You better hurry if you're going to finish the show.
Number 97 is Charleston, West Virginia. But fortunately, there at the number 96 spot, Oklahoma City, they're about ready to be able to retire that for being lard asses, you know, because they've been at it for a while.
Scott!
Here's your most gracious, man. What?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the callers. We have to worry about you and your potty mouth.
Here's I'm going to write this down. We're allowed to say.
Yeah, really. I'm going to incorporate that into a newscast.
Hey, we won the award. We can say that.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
That's exactly how we won it.
Right? That's right. By referring to everybody.
Wait, in our city, some other city. Most active cities. Here you go. Number 5 is Salt Lake City. Number 4 is Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. What? Number 3 is Oakland. You got to run from the gangs. Number 2, San Francisco. And number 1 would be Seattle. So there you go. Most healthy city.
There you go. This date in history. I love this part.
There's nothing that happened.
Ah.
No, well, that's not true. I mean, but.
Nothing happened?
Next year we'll say a radio show in Central Texas ended.
Yeah, no. A divided Supreme Court.
on This Day in History. Right. They went off the air.
And they were on the air for the last time after comments about Oakland and gravitationally challenged people.
That's 1992, Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court. In 2007, the first Apple iPhones went on sale. 2007.
Roe v. Wade?
Out for them?
You said nothing happened?
Well, I'm just they were in a large group. But anyway, all right, see. Here we go. You got 30 seconds.
There you go. Money that Charlie Sheen's going to get, he's going to have to pay a whole bunch of it to his ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
So he's not going to get a lot of it. And Will and...